Azeem Muhammad joins me now live from Thorncliffe School, where his children would normally be today. Azeem Muhammad, what message are you sending to Ontario's government by keeping your children out of school today?
Well, Carol, we want our kids to go to school. We want them to have a better future. So in order to keep them going to school, we have to keep them off for a week.
Why?
Because the educational curriculum that has been rolled out is not appropriate for them. That is age appropriate. There are so many things that they shouldn't be knowing or being taught to them. So that's objectionable, and that is going to hurt our religion and as well as the culture. So that's why we have to, as a protest, as a strike, we need to keep them off for a week.
Why? What is it in the curriculum that you believe they shouldn't be knowing?
Well, as far as my knowledge goes, that there are so many things which were there in the curriculum, but the current one, which has been rolled out, has got so many things which are like openly being told to kids. Like, okay, for example, I can say, okay, you've been teaching kids about the genders, fine, but at the end of it, you say that it's okay to be a gay. Means it's not appropriate. Like, we are overburdening the kids. We have to make sure that they go to bed and brush their teeth before they go to bed, right? Now, they have a thing in mind that, what should I be? Should I be a girl or a boy? That's not proper.
Why isn't it? I mean, let me ask you this, because here's what Liz Sandals is saying. She's saying that Ontario encourages fairness and equality, whether you like the opposite or the same sex. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, whenever someone wants to come to Canada, they know that the culture here is like this. Everyone has got a right, and everyone is equal here. Fine, you have your own lifestyle, please. And we have our own lifestyle. But we don't want indoctrination, and don't come in our homes.
What do you mean by indoctrination? Because let me ask you from this point of view. I'm trying to get a sense of where you're coming from. What if your child is gay? Wouldn't you want their support, or wouldn't you want them to live in a society where they're treated just the same as everyone else?
Of course, that's equality, right? That if someone has a problem, like, you know, a hormonal problem or something by birth, of course we are there to help. Our prayers are with someone who has that problem. But telling someone, a kid, like a boy or a girl, that you need to think what you are. What will a kid think? They don't know how to make healthy food choices. They forget to brush their teeth. They forget to keep their things when they come back home, right? So are we not, like, telling them very early, and they will be confused by that. And we don't want them to be confused. We want them to grow up in a natural way, not overburdening them. If someone has a problem, the parents are there, the doctors are there, and they would detect it and, you know, they will treat it accordingly.
This curriculum has been endorsed by doctors, teachers, psychologists. Liz Sandals put out this statement today. She said, "Our priority is the health, safety, and well-being of all of our students. The current health and physical education curriculum is from 1998, more than 15 years out of date, and long before Facebook and Snapchat became part of everyday life. Our students deserve an up-to-date, research-based curriculum that provides them with the skills they need in today's complex and ever-changing world." And she says she wants to ensure that children have access to accurate information to make informed decisions about their own health and well-being.
Perfect. I have a very good example for, you know, updating your curriculum. If someone would like to update their house, renovate their house, they go for changing colors of the wall, they, you know, do a bit of changes here and there, change the furniture, but they just don't blow the roof off and say that I've updated or renovated. So updating in everything doesn't have to be this far, right? Of course, when we talk about evolution, yeah, everyone comes to know about evolution, everyone has to know about sex, but there is an age to it, and we don't think as parents that this kind of material is appropriate to them. And as you said, that this has been endorsed by the doctor, psychiatrist. I don't think that they have kids in schools, because we are not treating patients. We are dealing with kids and their thought process. Yeah. And in this current age, when there are so many things like, you know, Snapchat, cell phones, and internet, they were not there in the previous past, but they are now. So kids know what it is. But you don't have to say it's okay to do something like that. There has to be a curtain. There has to be some morality, and that's what we are concerned about.
You think homosexuality is immoral?
No, it is not. It is not. It's a person's own lifestyle. Fine. Welcome. We are a society. We live together, shoulder to shoulder. We work. We have friends. Everything is fine. But promoting something is inappropriate.
Okay. One of the other issues that we were just talking about was the Snapchat, Facebook, children exposed to too much, so much out there in terms of their sexuality and other people's sexuality. The problem is that there's no context for what they're seeing. They're not likely often to talk to their parents about it. And a lot of myths spread through the internet. Why not have a curriculum that gives them accurate information?
Well, let me tell you, Facebook has an age limit. Like, you know, anyone or any kid of any age cannot have access to Facebook. They have to have a proper age, right? So everything is having its own boundaries. So why are we not allowing kids to vote even when they are 12? Because there is an age for voting. So everything has got its own boundaries. So we don't think that with the increase in technology, we just can't, you know, open up everything.
Yeah, but so many children are exposed to so many sexualized images, pornographic images, whether they're 5, 10, 15 years old. So again, since they're exposed to so much, why not have a public place where there is a curriculum that gives them accurate information? This is the point of the education system.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When kids are exposed to things, it's about the parents. Like, you know, it's parents' responsibility. Even if a kid comes across something, you should say, okay, we say that. Okay, you know what? This is not appropriate for you. Just turn. But when a teacher says it is okay to do things like this, means it's written in stone then. And then down the line, 6-7 years, there is a possibility that we may lose our kids because their ideology and our ideology or the culture doesn't mix. And of course, kids will say, I have my own ways and you have your own ways.
Okay, so how...
So there's no sense of belongingness by going...
Okay, I apologize for interrupting.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I do want to ask you, though, what are you going to do after the week's up and the curriculum remains in place?
Well, see, everyone has their own promises to keep. Now, I was elected here as a council chair. Parents elected me. They have put their trust in me, and I'm representing them. And the authorities also have got entrusted by the people. People believe in them. So whenever people are not happy with something, they have a right that they can come out and say that we are not happy with something that is being rolled out. So everyone has to take their own stand and then go back into it and find out what's the problem. The problem started with not consulting. Parents were not consulted. And even if someone said that I was consulted, they were not given exactly what they were saying yes to it. So it's like painting a picture which exactly is not.
But what will you do at the end of the week?
So,
like next week,
you know,
will your children come back to school?
Well, they will come back to school, but protests in so many other forms will continue. People are not going to keep quiet because it's been going on for a long, like, you know, the curriculum, as you said, it was the sex ed curriculum was there since 10 years or maybe 15 years. Yes, it was there, but, you know, there has to be a limit. So if something goes beyond the limit, like, people will say, no, this is enough, we don't want it. So now the question is, people do not want just this to be amended, but they want it to be scrapped. Like, you know, people have their own voice. Anyone can say anything. But we need to listen to what exactly makes sense. So we want things that make sense.
All right.
If someone is saying we don't want it, means there can be a difference in opinion. Like someone says, I want this, and someone says, I don't want that. Well, there could be two opinions on one thing. Let's see which one has got the sense, and let's take a middle stand at least.
All right, we'll leave it there with you, Azeem Mohammed. Thank you for speaking with me from Thorncliffe School in East Toronto.